1 Samuel chapter 5. And the Philistines took the ark of God, and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon, a pagan idol, and set it by Dagon. And when those of Ashdod arose early in the morning, Dagon, the idol, had fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord Jehovah. And they took Dagon, and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the next morning, Dagon had fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord Jehovah, again. And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were broke off upon the threshold, only the stump of Dagon was left. Therefore neither the priests of Dagon, nor any who come into Dagon's house, tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day. But the hand of the Lord Jehovah was heavy upon those of Ashdod, and he destroyed them, and struck them with tumors, even Ashdod and its coasts. And when the men of Ashdod realized what was happening, they said, "The ark of the God of Israel shall not stay with us, because his hand is great upon us, and upon Dagon our God." They therefore sent and gathered all the lords of the Philistines to themselves, and said, "What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel?" And they answered, "Let the ark of the God of Israel be carried to Gath." And they carried the ark of the God of Israel there. And it came about, that, after they had carried it, the hand of the Lord Jehovah was against the city with a very great destruction. And he struck the men of the city, both small and great, and they had tumors in their private parts. Therefore they sent the ark of God to Ekron. And it came to pass, as the ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, "They have brought about the ark of the God of Israel to us, to kill us and our people." So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines, and said, "Send away the ark of the God of Israel, and let it go again to its own place, that it not kill us, and our people." Because there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city, the hand of God was very heavy there. And the men who did not die were stricken with the tumors, and the cry of the city went up to heaven.